Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Andrea DeLugos. She's a co-manager for Wisconsin Investment Partners, one of the state's largest angel investor networks, and one of the most active players in the Midwest as well. Andrea, thanks so much for coming on the podcast today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Just to start us off, can you give an overview on Wisconsin Investment Partners to sort of introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Absolutely. Thanks. Wisconsin Investment Partners is an angel network. That means that we are a group of individual angels. Each member makes their own investing decisions. It's not like a venture group where people put money in and then the leader of the managing director of the venture group makes the investments decisions. In our group, each member has their own contribution to make, both in terms of monetary contributions, but also what each member has to add from an experiential standpoint to the group. Was founded in 2000 by Dick Leeser, who was former managing director of Wharf, and Terry Civicend, who's co-founder of numerous startups. We've grown from 18 members that first year to over 90 right now. And over the years, we've had 150 individual investors part of our group. When we started, we were focused on investments in the life science business sector. But in recent years, WIP has expanded to investing outside life sciences, including software, health IT, and high-tech manufacturing. We have 42 active companies in our portfolio, and every year we add three or four new companies to the portfolio and invest in follow-on rounds of existing companies.
Okay, so always growing.
Always growing.
Gotcha. So from your perspective, what's the benefit of joining an investment partnership like this rather than just an angel investor continuing to invest on their own?
I think the great thing is that you do get a wide variety of opportunities to look at. WIP has five co-managers, many of whom are out in the entrepreneurial community, networking with other angel groups or other investor groups or the portfolio companies that we work with, and we get introduced to new companies with creative ideas. So those companies come to us as opportunities to screen and invest in. Our members bring us ideas. And so it's really part of a group environment that you get new ideas and you get different members' interpretations and perceptions of the companies that do present. One of the biggest benefits, I think, is that you could go out and invest as an individual angel investor, but being part of WIP allows you to maybe dabble a little bit more, experiment. You get a lot of different opportunities to look at, and you can say, well, maybe this isn't my particular focus or understanding, but I can see the enthusiasm from the rest of the members and appreciate the opportunity and maybe make a small investment in something that I might not otherwise have seen. I think that it gives you more of an access to the entrepreneurial ecosystem in general.
I wanted to mention an upcoming event for our listeners for their calendars, the Early Stage Symposium, which is put on by the Wisconsin Technology Council, and that's planned for November 6th and 7th. We'll have a link below the podcast for people to click through and get more details. But Andrea, I know that you've attended in the past. Can you talk about the benefit of attending for someone like yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, we love the Early Stage Symposium. It's a great networking opportunity for entrepreneurs and investors. In fact, every year we find a number of new opportunities for WIP to initiate discussions with. So I think from personal perspective, we've found it to be a great resource for us. And I think that since it isn't just focused on Madison. It expands out throughout Wisconsin and even the Midwest. So both entrepreneurs and investors from outside of the Madison area come to this event. Outside of networking, there are educational opportunities, motivational speakers, and opportunity to celebrate successes of companies over the past year. It's really been a great event. We think that the Tech Council does a wonderful job of putting this on, and I would encourage everybody to attend.
Sounds great. Well, hopefully I'll see you there.
I'll be there.
So final question. For anyone who would like to connect with Wisconsin Investment Partners, can you provide some info for how they might reach out?
I'd love to. We have a website. It's, of course, www.wisinvpartners.com. There's a tab about membership and with links to emails. So we would love to hear from anybody who has an interest in angel investing, both entrepreneurs and investors.
Sounds great, and we'll include a link to that site as well below the podcast for our listeners.
Thanks, Alex.
Sure thing. Well, Andrea, I think we should leave it there for now. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and chatting about some of these things. Really appreciate it, and I do hope I see you at that upcoming event.
Thanks for inviting me.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now, stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.